Follow up on your news about where you are.
KTKAD, that last station you roll noise.
It was. That's terrible. WTQCSE.
Yeah, you sound terrible. It must be that pneumonia.
Oh, yeah. How's this? Any better? WTQCSE.
Absolutely. Positively. Are you heading into work today?
Yeah, I'm just going out for a cup of coffee. I get physical therapy all this week.
All right, you feeling okay, though?
Not too bad. First time I did any driving was last night. And I just figured I'd take a shower down here and grab a cup of coffee and wing it.
I forget, is it your left leg or your right leg that you had done?
Yes.
All right, well, you want to be careful. You know, the main thing is not to roll, not to put any circular pressure on it.
Well, actually, they say you can, to the point where it's tolerable to do. But, you know, I'm making it easy. I'm taking it easy and, sort of roll with it, as it were. Fortunately, I don't drive a stick, so I'm okay.
My niece just got word. She's relatively young. She's just a little over 50. But she's going for total hip replacement. And it's interesting. They said to her, we'll operate one day. You'll be out of the hospital the next day and home getting PT. They're not even sending her to a rehab. But compare that to my wife when she had her hip done 3 days in the hospital and, I don't know, 2 weeks in rehab.
Yeah, for some reason they say the recovery on a hip is easier than on a knee. And, I mean, I either that or I've been extraordinarily lucky, but, excuse me. Can't argue with it. They recommend, you know, I asked them what the best way to handle this was, and his recommendation was for a quicker recovery, you go into the rehab for about a week.
Yeah, I think that is the case because rather than someone coming for an hour, you get a more intensive kind of thing. I would think, you know, with the knee, what are we talking about, 110 degree bend, I don't think they put the same kind of parameter on a hip. You can't have the same, I don't think you can have the same kind of measurement there. I mean, obviously you have to sit, stand and bend and things like that. But whatever, it's... It's a miracle surgery, for sure.
Indeed it is.
You still don't sound clear. I'm not sure that, again, it's on my end or my hearing, but you don't sound clear, Steve.
Yeah, well, right now I'm back with the original microphone, so that may be why.
Now, on that one, you spoke a little bit louder, and you know, I was able to understand it, but otherwise... So, anyway, other than that, your wife handled it well, I guess.
Yeah, more or less. So, it's extremely stressful because a lot of the stuff I did falls on her at the moment. So, we'll see what happens as things get better. But they say the complete recovery time is roughly 6 months.
Yeah, you know, again, they're moving things around, muscles, tendons, ligaments, and to make sure that the prosthetic sets in there correctly, all those things. My wife happens to be having problems, and with her, it's about 5 years, I think, since the surgery. But she's going to have to go back to the orthopedist and have it looked at again. Way too soon for that to have happened, so maybe something is not working properly.
Okay, well, apparently there's a lot of people out there doing this that are quite confident. Hopefully they can resolve it with a minimal amount of problem.
Yeah, when they do the hip replacement, I don't know if the knee is the same, but is a muscle that may or may not interfere with the placement. And what they literally do is slice the muscle down, I guess, vertically. It's funny because when they first did it, I thought it was horizontal, and then they reattached it. But no, they slice it vertically so that they can get the prosthetic in there, and then they bring it back together and sew it up. And that can have some longer lasting effects. But the problem is once you start walking a little cockeyed, whatever the reason, it throws everything else off. Which is part of the reason I didn't realize because my niece is a physical therapist. She said that's part of the reason that you have physical therapy is to teach you to walk normally again and stop with the cockeyed walking.
Well, I could sort of see what happened because both my knees had the problem, although it was the worst one. But one of them, when I stepped down, it's sort of about 15 or 20 degrees out of being straight. The new and the currently repaired one is straight, so you can actually see the difference. Let me go grab my coffee. I'll be back in a few minutes.
All right, keep your candy.
Thank you.
Next tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL Amateur Radio Repeater System.
And the case again,
AWD2VS. Yes. Yep, I'm here. Enjoying your coffee?
I'm going to bring it home, sit down, and have it there. Just not going to juggle too much initially.
Okay. Yeah, you shouldn't. You know, it's like being asthmatic or there's certain other things where you take your medication, you feel better, and then you don't take your medication. Yeah, you got to be really careful. You may feel great, but you don't want to push it.
Yeah, I'm going to keep this thing off most of the time. It tends to make my other half nervous.
Well, maybe she'll run out for dinner tonight.
I'll see what she's in the mood to do. Anyway, just gonna go home, sit down, and relax for a few, and then go over to the therapy. By the way, the guy is not all that far from you, both the doctor and the physical therapist. I'll just explain to you.
There's one night I had gone to a number of years ago, I think in 100 Mineta Hill. Is that anywhere near?
No, this one's north of the expressway off the Sunnyside. You know where Paula Clumps Road is?
No, but I know where Sunnyside is. I guess they're in a building or a house?
Oh, no, it's a really big building. If you haven't been up in that area, they've taken what used to be the farm and they've built a big industrial area. And, there's just one of the smaller buildings in there.
Yeah, there really was a lot of stuff there. Restaurant Depot used to be there and some of the other large industrial places. Okay, so it's not far from home, though.
It's probably a 15-minute drive, maybe 20. I guess it depends on traffic. Although I understand traffic's going to be picking up.
I can't imagine traffic going into the city today because everybody's so fearful of what's going to be with the Long Island Railroad and the subways.
I can't remember his name. He lives by. He doesn't drive and he takes the train and takes the subway up. That's going to be a killer for him.
I mean, part of their warning was, I don't know how the subways will necessarily be affected. I guess more people will be taking some route to get them to the subways. But they said already, the Long Island Railroad cars will be packed. Some of the trains are putting on two additional cars. We'll see. We'll see how it comes. You know what? After all the hype, it could turn out to be very good. I don't know.
Well, We'll see what happens. But the one thing I did hear was de Blasio told him to take any of the road work that he has control of on the expressway and parkway and delay it to Lester, like he did 9 or 10, which is what it used to be. And that may help traffic overall. Anyway, I'm pulling into the driveway. I will talk to you later.
Yeah, that was, I missed part of what you said. It was Cuomo with the, anything under the control of New York State, which is the Long Island Expressway and Grand Central. And then I think de Blasio ordered all work to stop. They'll do it between 10 p.m. and 7 a.m. or something like that. All right, have a good one. Catch you later. Cheers to Andy.
WB2ZSA.
K2KMB, N2RV. I hear something in the background. I'm using a weak station, but I'm bringing up the repeater strong when I key up.
Stand by a minute, Matt. I have a landline coming in. K2KMB. You might have been too close to the mic the first time. Anyway, let me grab the landline.
K2KMB, N2RVP, you back? N2RVP, clear.
Another lead that you can use.
used to ground out something near the bottom, and I think they said you maybe want to use that on 80 and 75, but not so much the other bands. Not really that sure of it, but just putting it in the same, you know, same mount, 3/8 by 24 thread, that was the difference that I saw in it.
Okay, well, I'll figure it out one of these days. I may have a desire to use it at some point in time, but not, certainly not the immediate future.
And again, being a little bit lower profile isn't so bad either, because you can get into, say, like a parking garage or even a regular garage without this thing hitting where the hustlers, no way, I have to take them off or I'll end up with spaghetti.
Yeah, I know. As I recall, the mast was bendable on that, so you could fold it over. Anyway, I'm making my first stop, so I will be back in a while. WB2ZSE.
Hey, Steve, I'm commuting home. I still got about 25 minutes to go before I get there, so I might catch it. If not, have a good day. KTUPS.
WHCDL. You're listening, Barry.
Morning, Andy. Got 2 Zed, you see more, Bill.
Good morning, Ron. How you doing today on this beautiful Monday?
Oh, good. Went to the gym, took some groceries, stopped for gas, go home for lunch, and my wife and I have to pick up my grandson, take him to summer camp.
How old is your grandson?
He's 8. It's a program at a church in Franklin Square. He enjoys it.
That's good. Yes, my nephew was up at camp up in upstate, forget the name of the town, but he's a he just graduated high school, and he's a senior counselor up there. So he's teaching the little kids.
That's a great experience. I went to CYO camp, I don't know how many summers, for I guess a couple of weeks at a clip. And I don't remember where, but it was very nice. It was on a lake. We had toasted marshmallows, s'mores, which we did later on at the campus. We had s'mores. You probably know what they are. And very rustic in those days. We drank bug juice. You know what bug juice is?
Well, what is the question? I didn't get that.
They have some fruit punches they call bug juice.
You said fruit punch called bug juice. I'm not familiar with it.
It's probably something they made up from a powdered mix with water. Bug, B-U-G, like an insect. They call it bug juice. It's coming back to the old memories. You had to qualify to go out in the canoe, so I qualified for that. And they gave you a swimming test to see if you could go in the deep water. I forget how old I was, but it was a lot of fun. Well, they made you write a letter to your parents. I forget how old I forgot to write a letter.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun. I was in camp also, and did a lot of different things. I remember one thing about, for a snack, they gave us these sugar-coated cookies. I think they were like oatmeal cookies, but they had sugar on top of it, sprinkled, and they were really good. I remember that. But, yeah, it was a lot of fun. Camp is always good.
I can't remember how I got there. I think I went up on a bus with a group of kids. I'm at the station. I'll have to wait my turn to get in here.
All right. That sounds good. So I went to the fireworks show. This is the third fireworks show. I like watching the fireworks once a year. So I went to 3 different locations. The last one was the Rockville Center. We just had it. And that was Saturday night. It was good.
Yeah, I like fireworks, but I like to see them on TV. What we watched Washington, D.C., and also, of course, Macy's, which is better fireworks-wise. And they had entertainment. They had a lot of country acts, if you like country music. That was good.
Yeah, I like country, some of it anyway. That sounds good. Now that that's over with, now it's the rest of the summer. Now it's about time to go swimming and relax. Or relax and swim, or something like that.
We'll be there tomorrow at Echo Park. Have you gone, or you still contemplating?
The last time I went to Echo Park, I was a little bit annoyed because there was hair in the pool. Actually, and then there was other debris in the pool, and this was the outdoor pool. And I didn't care for that. I just said they were just not keeping it clean, so I never went back.
All the years I've been going, it's been pretty clean. It's probably not 100%. But there's also Eisenhower Park is supposed to be good.
I'd rather go to that one. Yeah, then I was in the indoor pool a few times and it was not clean also. And There was some other things that I saw which I didn't care for either, but I won't mention it.
All right. I guess I'm still operational here, but I shut the engine off.
Why? You don't think you're not supposed to be operational? Because you are.
No, it works. I know it's in my wife's car. The Toyota Highlander. I can't, I can listen, but I can't transmit when the engine's off. It cuts out.
Got a wiring problem somewhere. Some high resistance or something that's causing the voltage to drop. So you check into that.
Also, see, this works off the accessor. I have your cigarette light. I know it's not the right way, but doing it for you. And there's power. But her car, once you set the engine off, there's no power to the cigarette light outlet. And if you put it on accessory, that's when it cuts out.
It should go directly to the battery. That's the best place. You know, easy to do it.
I know. I've been getting away with it for years.
No, if it works, you leave it alone. Right. So, all right. Anyway, I'm off today. And I don't know what the train schedule is. I have to out of West Hempstead to go into Penn Station. I have to look. I have the schedule with me because I took it from when I was in the city. But I have to see. You know, what time I'm going to be leaving. Luckily, I don't have to leave early. You know, I can, I, my schedule is flexible.
Hold on a second. It's a mess, according to the news, to go into Penn Station with all that track work. So, if you could go on the internet, you can get an updated schedule because they added trains. I don't know if I'm your area or not.
I got to look at the schedule, but I watched the news this morning, and they were interviewing people that got into Penn Station, and they said it wasn't bad. I guess those are the lucky ones. So I didn't hear any bad reports, but it's okay, because I can always go to Brooklyn and take a train to somewhere anyway. And because of my job, I live on the subways anyway, so it's not a problem. You know, my my job is flexible that way.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Well, I did 10 years out there, I know about that, but then I worked elsewhere, so. That's ancient history by now.
N2YYC.
Oh, good morning, Howard, N2YYC. So, Howard, we're still talking about Friday. there's some confusion on which side of, what is it called, Sand Hill Road? Which side is that preserve, east or west? There was a question about that. I think it's on the west side when you head north. And some people say it's on the east side, so it's kind of confusing. Go ahead. Just give it to Ron.
Good morning, Howard. I haven't spoken to you in a long time. I have a question. Maybe you fellas are into sports, which I'm not. I won tickets to Long Island Ducks game. I know it's a team out here, but I don't know. I think it's baseball. Who could answer that?
N2ION recognized. Yes, it's minor league baseball around that place. And Andy, yeah, it is on the west side.
Yeah, I figured that. Let me give it to Jeff. Good morning. Okay. I guess because the map is, if you look at the map, I guess you could get confused which side it's on. East or west. Which direction, I should say. Because I was looking at the map, but I didn't have a direction. North, south, east, or west. Anyway. Okay. Jeff, go ahead. How you doing?
So far, so good. Nice day today. Just going out to do some errands. And like that. Hope everybody had a nice weekend. I guess it goes to Ron.
Morning, Jeff. It's a very nice day. I'm almost home. So follow-up question on the Ducks. Where do they play and do they always play there? Because I'm not in the know. I'm not sure what the date is, but he took the tickets. I said, let me know if he can't go, because I know someone else that would go. So where do they play? Who can answer?
In 2YYC, their stadium, Central Iceland.
Okay, so they might be playing elsewhere. All right, have a good day, everybody. I'm at home. 7-3, and Andy, pick it up. We'll listen out. 2Z, you think.
Okay, I knew that they were a baseball team, but I didn't know. I've never been to a game. So, and I knew they were out east, but I didn't know where. So now I know it's in Central Iceland. Okay. Very good. So it's a good thing. I think if I'm not mistaken, there was I think one of the managers at the time was Bud Harrelson, used to be a Met, and but that might have been probably a while back. I think I heard that somewhere. Anyway, let me see. Jeff, I guess back to you, and everything's good.
Okay, very good, very good. Glad all's well. I've never been to a Ducks game, although they are a minor league team and they play on Long Island and Islip, but I have never been to one of their games. I am a baseball fan, but I don't know. For some reason, I've never gone to a Ducks game, and I've never gone to the team in Coney Island. Never been to one of their games either. Passed by many times, but never went into one of those games. But I do go to Citi Field from time to time. Anyway, YYC, you need more audio. You're very, very low. But other than that, nice day today. I'm going to run over to Valley Stream now to get some gas for my barbecue and so on and so forth. Got one more stop to make in town here before I go. YYC to get it in 2ION.
Come in with a call, but unkeyed abruptly. Who's the other station? WA2CDL call.
I don't hear anybody out there. Let me drop it a second. Thanks. Andy, I don't know if you heard that Lance EJD passed away. Did you hear that?
I'm still in shock. I mean, I got the text, but I don't know what happened. I'm really saddened. I don't know why. What happened?
I don't know. I got the same text you did. So I guess we'll hear. And definitely my condolences to Linda. Lance is a good guy. So I don't know what happened. I guess something must have been wrong. And nobody knows. Back to you.
I saw him last Sunday. He was at the Caesars train station. So, yeah. Yep, I don't know. But, you know, it's even a wake-up call for me because of what I'm going through, you know. That's one of the reasons why I'm going to the doctor now. You know, you get to that age, and you know, you see more doctors as you get older. There's still, you don't know. All right. Anyway, that's where I'm heading. That's why I'm on the road, and I don't work Mondays and Fridays anyway. So that's good. At least I have more time to take care of things.
Oh, I see, yes, it's...
signed. Oh, Harry, you still there? Signed out before.
Okay. I must have been talking to my wife. I didn't hear it. All right, very good. Yeah, I feel bad. I feel bad about Lance. You know, I mentioned it to Karen this morning, and she said, Lance? Lance who? And I said, the guy whose class you took when you got your ham license? I said, oh, that Lance.
We're not on the air that much, but he was a young guy. That's why it's good to get checked up. But, you know, we're just assuming it's something medical. It could have been something else. Last night, I heard a loud noise. I'm outside. This is about 9:30 last night, and I heard it in the distance. It sounded like a crash. It really sounded like cars collided. It was, you know, it was loud. And it turned out I was right. You would not believe what happened. I passed it and I saw what was left of the cars.
Yeah, I've seen accidents like that. Not something you want to really see. The results are usually terrible. All right. Very good, very good. Well, I never heard from Steve this weekend. That's why I didn't contact you. Besides, I thought you were kind of busy with Barry.
Oh, no, Barry didn't come over. He was, I guess he got tied up. I'm trying to reach him on his phone, but his phone is not working properly. He keeps disconnected. So I want to tell him he's got some problem with his cell phone that I have. I'm not sure what it is. Yeah, it turns out, you know, I don't know the whole circumstance, but the car actually flipped over and was resting up against a telephone pole, but it was on its side, and I recognized the car. This one particular vehicle, I've seen it before. And the guy that drives it is always, like, racing other cars. He's always speeding. I've seen this. And I said to myself, you know, one of these days, this guy is going to really crash. And guess what? He did.
Well, hopefully he walked away from it, you know. Nothing wrong with moving along as you do it when it's safe. And, like that. And then there are other people at the other extreme who drive too slow. I won't point any fingers, but you know who I mean.
If you're insinuating that I drive slow, yes. But I'm cautious. Because, let's put it this way. In this day and age, you have to watch out for the other guy. You know, as long as you stay on the road. Oh, what's going on over here? See, now it came to a stop. This is one of the reasons why I left a little bit earlier, because the traffic on this road gets really crazy. So, but anyway, there's construction. Nice. Better to be, you know, cautious.
You gotta drive fast so you get there before the accident happens. That's all. I understand what you mean. Well, there's cautious and there's overcautious. So, how can I tell you? There are a lot of overcautious people on the road who drive very, very slowly and hold back everybody else. And, let's see. Just wait for Karen to put up his gun so I don't have to hit his feet. Here we go. All right, very good, very good. So, any luck with that powering up those dishes?
Oh, I didn't do anything yet. Stand by a second. Oh, this is probably this light. There's a light that's really long. Now there's a lady that's turning around in front of me. All right. No, I didn't do anything with that yet. I have to, I gotta get that thing from Steve. That's the first thing. So now I gotta see what's going on ahead. If there's an accident or if it's just this light, that's really long. This light is long. That's always stopped.
Now, I find some lights are very long because they're near a railroad crossing. And They usually stay red whenever the train's coming. So on and so forth. So, not bad. Alright, I'm going into Island Park now to go see somebody there for a minute, and then I gotta run over to not so Green Acres.
Alright, well, stop the light, because after, the light's green now, but after the light, I'm coming up to the Long Island Expressway, and, then the road narrows to one lane. And that's the problem. When you have a one-lane road, and it gets backed up, you can't pass, because it's only one lane. So this stretch of road, I'm heading up to Great Neck, this stretch of road is, it's not easy. And that's why I like to get out earlier.
Alright, very good, very good. Well, not so Great Neck is not a great place to drive either. We've a lot of traffic there and a lot of slow rollers. And hell, if you don't speak Persian or Hebrew, I think you're in trouble in that area.
You know, I was just thinking, if I would have taken Community Drive up into the Great Neck area, because this is in the Kensington area, I could probably come in the back way. I never did it that way before, but there's probably a way in that way. Yeah, apparently there's something. I'm not sure how long it's going to take to get up to Northern Boulevard. It's crazy.
Yeah, if you take Community Drive, there is a way into Kensington. Try it. You'll like it. Anyway, I got to jump out of the car. If you're still here when I get back, I'll pick it up with you. This is N2ION. I'll be clear for a few.
I'll talk to you later. W8CDL.
KD2NTG, listening.
Yeah, I got that call, KD2NTG. I think that was you before. Go ahead, W8CDL here.
I'm trying to get my call sign registered with Echo Link, and for some reason I just can't get through to them.
Yeah, I think you have to send in a email, and then they'll get back to you. I don't know how long it'll take. I haven't done it in a long time.
I have a J250R which has wires through on it. Do you know anything about that system?
No, never use wires. But if you turn it on, you're going to get that beep tone. So, and right now it's spot on, so leave it the way it is.
Yes, yes, I made sure that it wasn't on.
Yeah, I guess if you do a Google search, if you've never been on Echolink, that's what you said. It'll explain how to register. But I haven't done it, so I can't help you.
Do you have a base station?
Yes, I have a base station, but I'm not home now. I'm in my car.
I was thinking of getting a Kenwood or a Yaesu 2-meter roof. Could you recommend one?
Let me ask you, what are your plans on next Sunday? Next Sunday there's a big ham fest, New Jersey. Would you be interested in going?
I'd love to, but the problem is I have Parkinson's and it's not that easy for me to travel.
Gotcha. As far as the rig, there's somebody on the market I can't really recommend what's better than the next, or the next, or the next, or the next. It depends on what you're looking for and how much you want to spend. You could buy something used pretty cheap, just to get you on the radio, get you on the air. I don't know what, I think you said using an FT-50, Yaesu, right now. If you want a mobile radio or a base station, you can look on eBay also, if you want to buy something used. It's a gamble because you don't know the condition, but you can try it out and see. You know, it's up to you.
I'm using the Yaesu FT-60R.
That's FT-60, that's the handheld, right?
That's correct.
There's online catalogs. There's a company, HRO, Ham Radio Outlet, that sells new equipment. You can look online and see what they have. I don't know the model numbers and names of all mainly the model numbers of all the rigs that are on the market right now, the latest ones, mobile rigs. But I guess I'll have to do some research.
Yes, I also have another problem. It's my wife, and it's money. I spend money on this, and she goes nuts.
Okay, so I guess you gotta get past the first problem. Yeah. And by the way, now I know why the traffic is backed up, is because the light over here is only green for, it looks like 15 seconds, and it's red for 2 minutes. And that's not good. So, I think after we pass this light, we'll be okay. Yeah, so I guess you got a couple of obstacles in the way.
Are you in Great Neck? Because we have relatives in Great Neck, and we're up there quite often.
Trying to get into Great Neck. Once I pass this light, it looks like it'll be good.
I give this radio over to my wife and she gives you instructions, but I don't think she'll appreciate that.
Yeah, I guess it reminds me of the cartoon that I have hanging up, where the guy is, The guy is in front of all his radio equipment, and he's reading a book, Understanding Amateur Radio. And then his wife is also nearby, and she has a book in her hand, and it says Understanding the Radio Amateur. Now you got to think about that one.
KZ2NTG, signing off.
All right, don't fire off too quick. WHCDO, see you later.
KD2, KNH. Listening. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning, Charlie. How you doing? If you were listening in, I passed this long light, and now we're on this road. Which I don't like this road. It's only one lane going north and one lane going south. And there's a few lights. And if things get backed up, nothing moves because you can't pass.
Oh, exactly how you feel. I just got done with my first call in the morning in East Hampton and trying to get out through the traffic. It's insane.
That's why I normally don't do this during the week. I do this on the weekends. The weekends, there's no problem. It's empty, especially in the morning. But this time of the day, yeah. Stand by, because I gotta just make a quick phone call.
Not a problem. KD2, KD, standing by.
Hi, I'm back to WHCDO. Slowly making my way to Northern Boulevard.
Well, you do have my sympathies. So what traffic is like in there. It's never fun, but it's always an adventure.
Yeah, well, least I'm off from work today. I have to go back tomorrow, but that's not bad. So, I like these 4-day weekends that I get now. And that's going to be the way it is. Unless something else comes through, which I'm hoping for anyway, which will fill in the gap. See, my regular job is limited because of, what we have left to do. But there's other things coming up.
Good. It's nice to stay busy. But if you got 4-day weeks for the summer, that's a definite bonus. I did that 1 year on my vacation time, and it was great, and they wouldn't let me do it anymore.
Yep. I know what you mean. All right, I think we passed the main snags. Now we got, I see Northern Boulevard ahead of me, so at this point it should be pretty clear sailing. So we'll see. Anyway, how's everything else? I guess you're keeping busy, too?
Yeah, I've been very busy. I've got my shooting sports and the radio hobby and then family stuff, barbecues and whatnot. So keeping busy, enjoying the weather. I did pick up some new radio stuff. I needed to upgrade my antenna, so I picked up a Diamond X50. And I got to order some new cables and some get it properly grounded.
All right, sounds good. Next Sunday is the Sussex Ham Fair, if you didn't know about it, and it's a big one. They have it at a fairground. It's a lot of open space and a lot of vendors. If you're interested in going, the weather's supposed to be good.
I'll definitely check my calendar and see if I can work it in. That would be great.
It's in Sussex County. It's just a little bit of a trip to get out there. I think the name of the town is Augusta or August or something like that, New Jersey. And I think the last time I went, I took the George Washington Bridge to cross over, and then I forget what route it is. I'll have to look it up on the map. And it's a little bit of a ride. I guess about an hour and a half away or so, maybe a little bit more. But it's worth it.
I do appreciate the information, Andy. I'll definitely see if I can work it into my schedule, because it'd be fun. An hour and a half is nothing. I drive all day long.
Right. Well, last summer I went down to North Carolina to the Shelby Ham Fair. That was a trip. That was about seven, maybe eight hours to get down there. And I stayed with another ham. And I'm thinking of doing that, but I'm toying with the idea of flying to Charlotte, because it's not far from Charlotte. And then renting a car, and then driving the car back, the rental car, so I could, only have to drive one way. Flying down will only take about maybe an hour or so, an hour and a half.
Oh, yeah, you might pick up a shuttle flight, might be able to do it both ways. I know some shuttle flights out of MacArthur are pretty inexpensive.
Yeah, I could either go round trip, or I can rent a car there. And, because they have these car rentals, you could rent one way. You pick up the car at the airport, and then you just drive it back. They could do that. Whatever, I gotta see how I'm gonna work it out. Anyway, I'm just about at my stop, so, I made it. I'll speak to you next time.
Andy, like I said, always a pleasure. You have a great day, and safe driving. KD2KNH, I'll be standing by.
Yeah, W2CD.
2IO1. W2CDLN 2IO1.
Off the call because I'm late. I'll call to you later.
Then to Ireland.
Good afternoon, or good morning still. Name is Keith. How are you?
Good morning, Keith. Name is Charlie, also mobile. Don't have a clue where I am right now. On Route 111 northbound off Sunrise Highway.
Good, Charlie. I'm over here in Hicksville, kind of by my house. Not too far away from anything. Sounding good. What takes you out there? Do you live out that way?
I didn't hear you last. Couple of words, you got cut off a little bit, but I'm not on actual Route 111. This is out east away. I want to sell in input.
Yeah, I was just asking if you were if you lived out that way or what takes you out there.
Well, my first call of the day was East Hampton, right in town on Main Street. So just on the way to my next call in St. James. So I live in Patchogue, QTH.
So you put a lot of miles on the car out there, huh? That's good, but we're gonna, well, it's at least a beautiful day to be out there. No slipping and sliding or anything like that, right?
You know, it is a rarity that I actually get to go out in that direction on a nice day. Almost every time it's pouring rain or snow and ice.
Just lock this one in your memory, Charlie. This is one for the books. Yeah, it's beautiful out today for sure.
Unfortunately, I didn't have time to stop. It wasn't around lunchtime, so, you know, besides, things are a little high priced out there.
Yeah, it doesn't get much more pricey than being out in the Hamptons for lunch, that's for sure. It's designed for the upper echelon, right?
Unless you're buying a little deli, you know, it caters to us blue-collar people, yes, you stop in from, you know, even a mediocre place can cost you money.
That's for sure. You kind of have to take out a loan just to get yourself a sandwich out there, I know. But it's nice place to visit, that's for sure. I'm glad that you at least get to go out there. And even if it is to do business and stuff, it's nice.
Well, I do enjoy driving around the East End. Much better than the boroughs and, you know, ending up in Astoria by JFK or LaGuardia. So, I don't care how the traffic is. It was a little heavy today, but that's to be expected in the summertime.
Now, that traffic out there is easy wind compared to, like you said, JFK, Astoria, Queens, all that area. That could just be a mess. That's, yeah, so I think you got it made there. Anyway, I'm just about to where I'm supposed to be. Thanks for coming back to the call. You threw it out there today. It's nice making your acquaintance. Hope we can do it again soon, okay?
Absolutely. You have a great day. This is Charlie, KD2KNH. I'll be standing by. 73.
Hope your day goes smooth, Charlie. We'll talk again soon. 73, W2LA, Hicksville. 73.
KD2NPG,
KD2NPG,
listening.
KD2NPG, KD2KNH. How you doing this morning?
Doing pretty good. I'm talking in my den. I'm getting the physical therapy treatment at the moment.
Well, you're coming through pretty good on that HT of yours. Seems to be working out pretty good for you.
Finally figured out to keep the wire button off so that I come in clear. Over.
Absolutely, much better. I can actually hear you now. Previously, you sounded like you were, you know, in the background.